CD 2. This is the Business English Certificate Vantage 4, Listening Test 3. You will hear an introduction to each part of the test, and you'll have time to look at the questions before you listen. You'll hear each piece twice. While you're listening, you should write your answers on the question paper. You'll have time at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. Part one. Questions 1 to 12. You will hear three telephone conversations or messages. Write one or two words or a number in the numbered spaces on the notes or forms below. After you have listened once, replay each recording. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 4. Look at the notes below. You will hear a phone conversation between a manager and his PA. You have 15 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Hi Jane, Barry here. Sorry this is a bit rushed, but I need you to fax me a document urgently.
No problem. What do you need?
That report I've been writing on recruitment. I haven't printed it off, but you'll find it on my computer. I called it Jobs Plan, all one word, okay?
No problem. Which folder is it in? Personnel?
That's right. No, hang on. I created a new folder called Current Reports. It's in there.
Okay. I've made a note of that. If I can't locate it, I'll call you back.
Fine. It's quite a long document, by the way, so don't bother sending the appendix. We don't really need that. But include the contents page. That'd be quite useful.
Shall I send it to you there at head office?
Let me think. It might be better to fax it to my hotel. No, you're right. Send it here.
Okay.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 2. Questions 5 to 8. Look at the notes below. You will hear two colleagues discussing an additional location for their business. You have 15 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Hello, Mike. Have you got a moment?
Sure. What is it? The location?
Yes. We can't put it off any longer.
Especially as we chose the site for the new warehouse last night. We need to get organised.
Exactly. We need a decision today. Where should the discount shop be then?
Well, not too close to our existing branches, that's for sure. I think it'd better be in the out-of-town retail centre.
I know that's easier for customers, but the business park, which is the other out-of-town site, would be better for deliveries, which is important.
But the trend is towards more and more people using the retail centre, isn't it?
Well, the survey we did shows people will visit the business park if we open there.
Really? I wasn't expecting that. Is it because we produce specialist goods? Does that make a difference?
Yes.
Are there any local grants available?
Not as such, but there are tax benefits if we take on premises in the business park.
Right. That's settled then. How about we...
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 3. Questions 9 to 12. Look at the note below. You will hear a woman leaving a message about where to hold a meeting. You have 15 seconds to read through the note. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Hi, it's Emily Parker in marketing. I was at the Carlton Hotel yesterday for a sales training meeting. I thought it would be a very suitable place to hold the shareholders' meeting you're arranging. I heard you're still looking for somewhere. They've recently refurbished all their meeting rooms. I was in a seminar room. It was too small for your event, but I looked at the conference hall and the VIP lounge, and either would be perfect. Oh, except the conference hall's booked on the 25th of October, so it doesn't leave us any choice. Anyway, they're both large rooms with comfortable seating, and it's possible to have a sound system at no extra cost. We'd have to bring a display stand of our own if we wanted one. Assuming you want to go ahead with the 25th, I mentioned to the events manager there that we might want to book, so you'll need to talk to him rather than the general manager in the bookings office. The number's 357-209. Bye.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part one. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.